Reading from the book of Proverbs. My son, if you take my words to heart, if you set store by my commandments, tuning your ear to wisdom and applying your heart to truth. Yes, if your plea is for clear perception, if you cry out for discernment, if you look for it as if it were silver and search for it as for buried treasure, you will then understand what the fear of the Lord is and discover the knowledge of God. For the Lord himself is giver of wisdom. From his mouth issue knowledge and discernment. He keeps his help for honest men. He is a shield of those whose ways are honourable. He stands guard over the paths of justice. He keeps watch on the way of his devoted ones. Then you will understand what virtue is, justice and fair dealing, all paths that lead to happiness. There's a monastery in Scotland, a Benedictine monastery called Pluskerdon. Today, the 11th of July, is a feast in Europe because St. Benedict is the patron saint of Europe. He was declared this by Pope Paul. And Pluskerdon is not just a monastery. For a long time it was the most northerly monastery in the world. There may be monasteries now in Russia which are even further north, but not under communism. And this monastery is also interesting because it's built out of the ruins of an earlier monastery. It is a medieval building which the monks have slowly, very slowly rebuilt, added on pieces, made it a bit more comfortable. It was very uncomfortable when it first came in the 50s. And on the way into this monastery, there's a big sign. It's a sign made out of metal. It's a quote from Haggai. The quote is, "In this place I will give peace." Which sounds very Benedictine. A monastery which is a nice, peaceful place with no trouble, no difficulties. Where life is organized. Where every moment of the day has a purpose. That is Benedictine life. Anyone who's lived in a religious house will know that it always seems much more peaceful to visitors than to those who live there. No matter how powerful the prayer, no matter how intense, peace is not something that simply happens in a place. In this place I will give peace. Give peace. The peace of God which is a grace. And also the quote from Haggai is rather more elaborate than simply saying, "I will give peace." The full quote is, "The glory of this latter house shall be greater than that of the former, says the Lord of hosts. And in this place, I will give peace, says the Lord of hosts." Now, the Lord of hosts in the Old Testament always implies a certain amount of fighting talk. The Lord of hosts, the Lord of Sabaoth, which means hosts, is God as a warrior. And also it means that God himself will achieve this peace. He will give us it. He gives it by making the house greater than it has been. He gives it by promising us a future. And that's the secret of Benedictine life. Benedictine life isn't about stopping somewhere. It's not about the peace that freezes history. About the peace that can be found by seeking the greater future which God has promised us. Benedictine monks and nuns are on the move. They're travelling to that place. They're seeking a greater glory, greater than the one it was before. And there's something very symbolic, very truthful about Pluskerdon, which is built in an old monastery, a monastery which failed, which came to an end. They start again. That too is part of Benedictine life. Every day you begin again. Every day you begin the search. Benedict himself lived at a time when the Roman Empire had collapsed, was in ruins. And Benedict himself found a place where he could seek peace. He didn't, strictly speaking, seek a new civilization, but his monks, his nuns, were in fact to be the seedbed of a new civilization, but a very questionable civilization. Europe is both Catholic and also a great seeker after alternatives to Catholicism. Some of them noble, well-intentioned, but still some which fail. Others simply horrible, monstrous. Marxism, Soviet communism, fascism, all great European ideas, and all at root alternatives to Catholicism. In other cultures, drug cultures, cultures of hedonism, once again seeking something outside of the church. And Benedict himself did not preach. Rather, he went searching for the greater thing, without which we cannot be at peace, without which we cannot be happy. The paths to happiness, as the book of Proverbs says, there's more than one path, more than one way to happiness, because every single person has to find a different way. They'll come to the same place, the place which is not in this earth. So on this day we celebrate the Feast of Benedict, and those who follow him, and those who have found variations of the life he offered, not just Benedictines, but all religious or lay people who have found special ways of living, a rule of life, ways of going forward. Remember Pope Benedict, Benedict the Fifth, this Pope who probably named himself after the previous Benedict, who was a Pope during World War I, when Europe had forgotten itself. That Pope Benedict, that Pope Benedict XV, I think, if I remember the number, understood from the very outset that Europe itself was destroying itself, brother against brother. And the present Pope preaches not just to Europe, but to the world. He also understands that we may be coming to the end of a great phase in European civilization. Europe, which has quite pointedly refused to even acknowledge the presence of its Christian roots. But Benedict's way will still save us, because Benedict's way is not a way of salvation in itself, but a way to Christ, a way to salvation. In this place I will give peace, the peace that comes from God, the peace which surpasses understanding.